Okay, so I'm going to give you a whirlwind tour of the policy context and how this has changed over the last 10 years. So I think we need to think about practitioner inquiry against this kind of changing policy context. So almost 10 years ago now, Teaching Scotland's Future emerged, which promoted a very distinct vision of what a teacher should be, seemed to talk a lot about empowering teachers, teachers becoming agents of change, teachers using their own professional judgment within their classroom to make their own choices about how to teach, which all seemed very positive. And it's gone through an implementation phase and almost kind of filtered away. And what we see now coming through in the National Improvement Framework and in the new changes to governance, the new Education Scotland Bill, these are quite sharp changes in terms of the language that's being used to explain these policies and these changes. So we're talking about the need to measure everything, not just pupil attainment, but also what happens in classrooms, how teachers are teaching, and the effect of professional learning on teacher quality. So these are two kind of sharp distinctions, I think, that we need to understand this wider agenda around practitioner inquiry and research. Just to say a little bit more about where we've come from and where we might be going, in terms of what the main thing that came out from Teaching Scotland's Future, it was very much about developing teachers who are reflective, accomplished and inquiring. So there you see that focus on practitioner inquiry. But the reason for this is because there was a need for teachers to engage with the complexities of education and to feel like they're able to shape and lead educational change. So in some way, they should have agency to be able to affect change within their classroom based on their own reflections and inquiry. And indeed, it did talk about the need for teachers to develop expertise in drawing on research, inquiry and reflection as part of their daily skill set. So it's almost seen as part of something that teachers do anyway. It's part of the job. This is my favourite quote from Teaching Scotland's Future, and I think it really captures the whole essence of what Graham Donaldson was talking about when he talks about how a teacher, a 21st teacher, should be. So he says that teachers should be extended professionals who are agents of change, not passive or reluctant receivers of externally imposed prescription. So I'm not going to say anything else about that at the moment, but keep that in your mind as I'm talking about more recent policy documents that have emerged. In terms of how this vision could be put into practice, Donaldson talked about the need for schools to work with higher education and other organisations in order to share knowledge, share resource. And they talked a lot about there having been this kind of sharp divide between the role of a teacher, the role of a teacher educator, and other organisations, which wasn't helpful in terms of this wider agenda. So moving on to the National Improvement Framework, it also talks about the need to develop reflective, inquiring professionals, which is positive at first glance. But the main thrust of this is the need to collect data on these six drivers, the need to show evidence that we are improving. So they talk about the need to collect data on moderation processes and the consistency of teacher judgment, and the need to evaluate learning and what goes on in classrooms. So for me, this is quite different to what came out from Teaching Scotland's Future. I can't see this picture of the teacher as an agent of change within this. Teacher autonomy doesn't seem to be there as much. And with the new governance review, the governance reform, they talk about more freedom to schools and also more responsibility to head teachers. Increased data on children's progress, increased inspection, increased data on teacher performance, clear accountability structures, and a streamlined and enhanced professional learning package to ensure a coherent package of learning for teachers. So if you think about practitioner inquiry as a form of professional learning, it's not clear where that fits into this streamlined package of professional learning. And I think where we're going is really quite different from where this whole idea stemmed from. And I think we need to think about this shift in the policy landscape if we are serious about supporting teachers to engage with and do their own research within a school context. In 2016, a research strategy for Scottish education was published, and essentially this was a document that was set out to help us achieve the main parts of the National Improvement Framework, so how research can be used to support the National Improvement Framework. So at first glance, it looks really positive. It's great to see the Scottish Government prioritising research. They talk about the need to foster greater communication between teachers and researchers. While that almost starts to kind of separate, again, teachers and researchers, not seen as part of what they do. They talked about the need to create research champions at school level, national events, collaborative research, and a research forum. So these all seem like quite nice, positive things. But then when you look at it in a bit more depth, the language that's used seems to suggest that teachers will not be doing the research. They're taking part, and it's a very particular form of research. So it's about effective dissemination of research, probably done within higher education, and allowing practitioners to be more effectively engaged in the research process. So again, it's hard to see where teacher autonomy and teacher agency fits in towards this kind of slightly more prescribed form of research.